And there is the full-time whistle. It is all over here at the O'Donnell Park in round one of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. And the men from Townie have come to the Cathedral Town and taken victory in round one, winning by 3 points on a final scoreline of 16 points to 13. Patrick McBurty playing his part today as he led the way with six of those scores. Owen McHugh was brilliant today as well. He chipped in with three but was pulling a lot of strings. Very effective, particularly in the first half, was big Kieran McGinley. And you can even add in the fullback, young Owen McCormick, stepping up with a 16th point of the tie for the Kilcara men, who on the overall scheme of things, when you look down at, yes, Unions didn't make a game of it in the second half, Brendan. I think Kilcara were fully deserving of taking this victory here today and starting the championship with a one.
And you mentioned McCormick, of course, Barry McGinley as well, American McGeehan, you know, very touch tight Unions danger man out there today. Oisín, but listen, first game in the championship, you know, particularly as you say, with a lot of players missing on the Union side and even a few missing on the Kilcare side, it was one of those games, as we said, never really caught fire as a championship encounter. But certainly you could see the value at half time in terms of the mindset of St Unions. Even though Kilcare started the second half reasonably well, they went 11-3 up, and you thought at that point this is just going to peter out. So in fairness to Unions, they did make a game of it. They chased Kilcare higher up the pitch, put a bit more intensity in the tackle and went after a lot of their main players. But when you have McBurty in the form he was on today, Austin, top class, so hard to stop. And you talk about being down on the line last year, you know, you're normally up here. He is a serious unit, really powerful man. It's hard to know what way to play him in the club season, because he can take it either way. So he's went inside and went outside, and he can ghost you on the inside as well. But say McGinley, brilliant in midfield. The lad you mentioned at the back there as well, Barry McGinley's marking job, I thought the half back line of Kilcare was great. Owen McHugh as well, first class in terms of punching holes in that Unions rear guard. So probably didn't see the best of Unions till they were so far behind. He always thought Kilcare would do enough to keep the game ticking over, but there was two big points, I think, in that second half. I think it's the 2-point effort at 12-10 that Conor O'Donnell had that would have brought Unions right back in. Sorry, it was a 12-8, would have brought it back to 12-10. 2 points in it then, Nashin, and really the game's in the balance. That was missing, of course. The Tobin goal chance again, that would have brought it back to 2 points as well. It was 13-8 then as well. Those are the two, I think, times in that second half where you just thought maybe Units could come back and maybe, you know, get a one or maybe get a draw. But as it was, when those opportunities were missed, Kilcare went up the pitch and kept the scoreboard chipping over, and I think rightly so. They were the better side here today in this opening game.
Yeah, they were, and it was a 16-13 result in the end, and Kilcare have started their championship with a victory. St Unions, of course, will be disappointed on day one, but it's not the be-all and end-all if you suffer defeat on the opening day of the championship.